Get our recording going here. Have Missouri State Auditor Tom Schweik on the phone line with us in the wake of an audit up in Clark County into some misappropriated court funds. How did this audit get rolling? What got the ball rolling for this?
Bill, we got a call on our hotline in July of 2012, someone alleging that there was theft going on in the courthouse, and that caused us to start an audit. And then we also heard from the prosecuting attorney and others confirming that suspicion, and so we started the audit, and it did confirm that there had been some money stolen.
And this is a case where you come in and are on site at the courthouse and in the appropriate offices, I take it?
Yes.
And what sort of things turned up in your audit? What sort of things did you find?
Well, we spent over 1,300 hours auditing the courthouse, and we found about $12,000 missing that we believe was stolen. This was money that was received by the courthouse or never deposited or received, and there's a missing receipt slip, so we assume it was stolen. And then we also found situations, in addition to the $12,000, where fines were not assessed or they were reduced and there was no reason stated for it, just statements like exempt from collection or uncollectible, we believe, that those were favors being done for friends. We looked at the overall accounting practices, and we found that there was the reason this happened, and the reason it happens a lot, is people trust their employees, and the employee in question here had been in the office for over 30 years, and there was no separation of duties, which we look for in an accounting situation. Usually want to have more than one person doing the accounting so that one can look out after the other or have some sort of supervisory review. None of that was happening. There was problems with the petty cash fund, with receipts not being timely filed. There was a weak computer security. Then we also noted there was about $100,000 in costs that were owed to the court for which there was no payment plan. But the big problem was the embezzlement, what appears to us to be the theft of the $12,000.
And that's resulted in criminal charges in an ongoing case. I also see that the response from the county I see in the audit is that they have, once this has been brought up, they're very cooperative with this.
Yes, very much so. And Judge Dial and Judge Roberts recognized that they had an issue here. They want this issue resolved. We've been able to go in and quantify the problem and recommend some changes they can make to their accounting practices to prevent it from happening again. And we feel we're all on the same page. This was not an audit where people resisted us or were concerned about us. They wanted us there. They wanted us to find how bad the problem was, and they wanted our recommendations for improvement. So I thought it was a very good, positive, collaborative effort with the court.
And this hotline's resulted in quite a few audits along these lines, I understand.
Yeah, Clark County Judicial Circuit is not alone in having an embezzler or someone stealing money in their midst. Since I've been auditor 3.5 years, we found 28 public officials, most of them elected, actually, some of them appointed, who have stolen money, including, you know, in Schuyler County not too long ago. We had one in northern Missouri, but they're everywhere. We found them in all parts of the state, sheriff's deputies, court clerks, administrators, a lot of people stealing money around the state. And we've really made it a priority on our office to find them, make sure they're properly taken care of, and then to put the accounting procedures in place to prevent it from happening again.
And if someone suspects that something improper might be going on, how do they get in touch with you through this hotline?
Well, we have a hotline. It's 1-800-347-8597. And this is for serious misconduct. Sometimes we get calls on the hotline where they just don't like somebody or think somebody's doing a bad job. Our job really is to find serious misconduct, and so we ask people to call the hotline when they think somebody's stealing money, giving contracts to their relatives, engaged in really serious misconduct. 1-800-347-8597.
Anything that we've missed on this one?
No, I appreciate your interest, and I think it was a difficult experience, but I think everybody learned something, and I'm confident that your court is not going to have those problems in the future.
All right. Thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.